This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We're going to switch gears this morning. Charlie Russell in, the founder of SAWS, Servants at Work. They build ramps, and we're going to find out about some really immediate needs right now with SAWS. Charlie, it's good to have you here this morning. Good morning.
It's good to be here, Ted.
It's always good to see your smiling face. For people who don't know, right, SAWS, I didn't know about SAWS. I forget when we did the very first show, but it was just fascinating to me. And then to see it in person, you do great things, and you've got some great volunteers.
Oh, we have wonderful volunteers, and the fact that some of them are engineers makes it even better.
Yeah, boy. They Saturdays is the day you usually go out to sites and work for with these families and getting things in gear. Wednesdays is a lot of times when a lot of the work of putting the ramps together takes place, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But boy, you've been busy over the years and just even this year.
Yeah, we last year we built 38 ramps. This year we think we're going to make 44, and we try to build every weekend, weather depending, but we've been really busy. We hit 200 ramps back in August,
which is just amazing.
Since
over
we launched
the years
in 2019,
and just that number for this year, that's most weekends, and you're doing it in the heat, in the cold, and every weekend, and the stories, every time you hear the stories, it really does. Ramps do change people's lives.
Yeah, we get heartbreaking stories when people call us in need of a ramp, and we send them to the application online at sawsva.org. But some of the comments we get afterwards are just amazing. Here's one. SAWS is such a blessing, especially when you have family who need assistance. Thank you, and may God bless this company always.
Yeah, no, you're literally in every case, you're opening the world again to people who couldn't get out, who had really difficulty getting out of their house.
Yeah, this is a population that most people don't realize the staggering need that's out there.
Yeah.
Because you don't see these folks. The caregivers are essential to them. We have EMTs who've told some of our clients, you need to get a ramp. And it makes it easier for them, especially in an emergency when someone needs to get out of their home for medical care. It's incredibly rewarding, not only for the people we build these ramps for, but for our volunteers who get to see the impact of a few hours' work on someone else's life. You know, that's the payoff for us.
And to be able to do all the ramps that you have to have volunteers. I mean, it takes work, and you need, probably in most cases, you've got anywhere between 8 and 12 people usually on a site each weekend, doing the hard labor.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say hard labor, but
yeah, it's not. No, they have a great time. They do. They all work together.
Oh, they have fun. They have fun, and the trash talking, Sybil. Is hysterical.
Yes.
But it's really simple work. If you can hold a drill and drive a screw, mm-hmm. you can do this.
Yeah. No, you had me do you the first time I came, and you said
we
you
put
said,
you to work.
You did. You said if you're going to come here, I want everybody to get involved. So I had to use a drill and you put some screws into the ramp. Before we get out of here this morning, we'll talk about how people can sign up and get involved. But you have a need right now, and this is why we wanted to get together and talk about this, because on Wednesdays where you've been working, and that's when a lot of the work of the ramps they a lot of the work gets done on Wednesday mornings, but you're going to need a place to do that in the future.
Yes, we're very grateful to Rappahannock Area Community Services Board for providing us a workspace for 6 years now.
Over at the old Roxbury site.
The old Roxbury site. And they're going to be leasing that property now. And we anticipate we're going to have to be out of that location by the end of the year. So we're desperately searching for a new space to move into. We're looking for about 3,000 square feet. With a 10-foot wide overhead door, power, and a bathroom. A meeting room would be fine, but it can be very small. We're just going to use that for tool storage, where we charge our batteries and so on. But yeah, if we don't find a place to go, we're going to have to pause our operations until we can find a space.
Yeah, because to be able to do what you do on Saturdays, you're able to work in the morning, basically morning into early afternoon, and get these projects done. But it's because of the work, the staging that essentially takes place.
Yeah, essentially, if we don't pre-build our ramps, it could take, some of these ramps are as much as 60 feet long. It could take us a couple of days.
I was just going to say, that would be a day's kind of project.
And because we do the pre-build, we can install a ramp maybe in five hours. And that's important also, because you don't want to obstruct a means of exit for people who desperately need to have that access.
And for the volunteers, it's easier to get volunteers when you can ask them to work a morning or into the afternoon to get a project done, and you're not asking for a day or a day's long commitment.
No, not at all. And we even serve lunch if we're having to work past noon.
Yeah, no, some of those lunches look really good too. So this is a big need. When you talk about 40 some projects this year, there is such a need in this area, and like you say, we often don't think about ramps as being a thing, and you have really shown me over the years how important this is, and so this is an urgent need.
Oh, absolutely. Just in the four counties surrounding Fredericksburg, census data suggests that there may be as many as 10,000 or more people who might qualify for what we do. And we've only built 210 ramps.
Yeah.
We got a ways to go yet. We got a ways to go.
Well, this is when you saw a need here when you founded Saws Virginia. This was an organization. It's Indiana.
It was founded in Indianapolis in 2003. Okay, yeah. And I was the executive director for a couple of years before moving here, and looked around. The need is pervasive. It's not just, across the country. And so when you know how to help someone and you sit by and do nothing, then shame on you.
Right. No, and I have seen, I think it was about 2 years ago, you built a ramp. You built a couple of ramps in my neighborhood. And I go by there, and whenever I see them in use, or just going by and seeing those ramps and seeing that they have been used, just you see how important they are. One was real long, and long or short, if whatever your situation, if you can't get out, you can't get out. And these are so necessary.
Well, just 1 inch is enough to tip a wheelchair over.
Mm.
1 inch, and so. It's really critical. It's really critical. And, the demand is out there, and we're starting to reach westward. We just launched a satellite out in Fauquier County that's going to serve four counties out that way.
Boy, that's exciting.
Yeah, and the community is stepping up to support it. They see the value in it, and they're stepping forward to support it.
Boy, when you and I first got together, it was still some of the early days of Saws, and you've had volunteers over the years that have said you got to meet Charlie, you got to see what Saws is doing, and it's true, just to see it up close, and I have seen a number of times what you've done over in the staging area, the building area of Roxbury. So now to know that you need to find something else, and real soon. This is an urgent plea that if you know of someone who's got some space that meets the 3,000 square feet and the power and the just being able to get things in, get in touch with. What's the best way to get in touch with you, Charlie?
Best way is through our website, SAWS Virginia, actually.
VA.
SAWSVA.org.
.org. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that, and get in touch with you and check things out.
There are links there to volunteer as well as to apply for ramps.
So this is a huge boy, and it breaks my heart to think when you say that if once this gets taken away, if we can't find anything, we're going to have to pause. You hate to pause at all, just because of the people that are on that list are so desperate. Everyone has to be desperate to get one of these ramps.
Yes, we get multiple calls a week. Some of them we can't reach because they're way beyond our service area. But that's indicative of how great the need is. The people are searching for this kind of help, and they're calling us from as far away as Virginia Beach or Pittsburgh.
Wow. Wow. It really definitely is something that's out there and is a need. And volunteers, I guess, besides you need a place to be able to stage and to put everything together and organize it on Wednesdays, and there's to be able to continue to do what you do. You've got a good core of I see a lot of those same volunteers, but it's great when I see new ones all the time. You're always getting new people.
Yeah, people are, finding out about us and how simple the work is to do and how meaningful it is. And they just want to be a part of that. They want to be a part of feeling like they're making a difference to at least one person in this world who is, trapped by a simple set of steps.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And, they say every journey starts with a single step. And I say, unless it's one at your front door.
Yeah. That's true. It's always so interesting when I've been at different sites of either a lot of times the people will sit inside the front door and just watch everything, or even sometimes come out and sit and talk to everybody.
Yeah. And that's part of the reward too for our volunteers, is to have a chance to hear the people that they're doing this service for express the gratitude, and sometimes gratitude with tears.
Yeah,
and it's hard to quantify the impact of that. Sometimes we have volunteers in tears as well.
Yeah,
but the need is great, and the people we're serving are isolated. Begin to suffer depression because they cannot reconnect with their community,
right?
And fully function in the community.
Well, you lose. None of us. We all want to be independent. We all want to be able to take care of ourselves as much as we can. And this just takes away. This takes away everything.
Yeah, independence is important to everyone. I mean, someday I'll have to give up my car keys. Right. I'm not looking forward to that.
No.
But these are people that have lost their independence, and it's just the stories we hear from people that are in that situation and have looked for help and had not, until they called us, had not been able to find it.
Well, you and I were at a site this spring, I remember, and this was the first time, and it's not always the homeowner. In this case, it was a woman had a mom had a disabled son, mm-hmm. and needed to, he needed a ramp to get out of the house, and to see those kids. Everybody's got a story, and it's all ages, all kinds of stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just got a call just a couple of days ago that was very similar to that. A woman was calling for, I think, her mother, and her mother had suddenly lost her mobility.
Yeah.
And they were desperate to find help. So I said, you've called the right number. Go to our website, apply for a ramp, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah. And so I guess it's a process. A person applies, and then you have a group that goes out there and surveys the situation and kind of figures mm-hmm. out, you know, what would be needed and you know, if you're able to do it.
Yeah. We actually have a couple, a husband and wife, who are both healthcare professionals who are retired, and they go out when we get the application to assess their circumstances,
yeah,
to understand what their need is, and that helps us then prepare for what the project might look like.
And boy, every project is different, Charlie. I've seen some fairly simple ramps, and I say simple. I mean, there's always something that with every project, but then I have seen some really complicated ramps where you have to really, you really have to have some know-how, and that sometimes they're either long or they're complicated. But you guys make it work.
Yeah, we send a survey team out after our healthcare review is done, and a team of two, a couple of hours, and they come back with detailed specs on the site and an idea of the path the ramp might take. And with that, then we go into the whole engineering phase of building a ramp. Some of the ramps, the longest ramp I think we've built was almost 80 feet.
Mm.
That's even with a pre-build, that's 5 or 6 hour a day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Still, the 80-foot ramp in 6 hours is quite a feat.
It's quite a feat, and it just shows you the need. And I'm sure that in some cases, because if a person, and that they're coming to you because ramps are expensive. To go get a ramp is expensive, and you're able to provide it. And I've seen all kinds. I saw just the other day on Facebook, there was a posting where I think someone had gifted saws an aluminum ramp.
Yes. Yeah, we accept aluminum ramps as well. Those become very helpful, especially if we get an emergency.
Yeah.
Someone can't be discharged from their healthcare facility without a ramp being installed first. And so in those cases, we'll take one of the aluminum ramps that has been donated, go out, and in hours, less than, you know, a very short period of time, very fast, have a ramp there for them, and they can come home.
Good stuff. We're going to take a quick break and wrap this up this morning with Charlie Russell, the founder of SAWS, sawsva.org. We're going to talk about the real need to get a facility that they need to help build these ramps, and how you can get involved. SAWSVA.org. Charlie Russell here. We'll conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can listen to Town Talk anytime, day or night. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Charlie Russell here this morning, the founder with SAWS, Servants at Work. They are the people that do ramps around the area and just do terrific work. And a big need, Charlie, for the site at Roxbury that you've in the last few years have been able to pre-build all of these ramps. That site's no longer going to be available, so you need a new site. You said 3,000 square feet with a power and a bathroom and a door to be able to get things in.
Yeah, exactly. The shop there, and we invite people to come and just watch.
Oh, you should. It's terrific what you guys do.
Be careful, because we may put a drill in your hand. But it's amazing to see how well organized that shop is. The engineers that are volunteers, I always joke that engineers, if they don't have a problem solved, they'll create one.
Yeah.
They have noodled this thing into a streamlined operation, and they can pre-build even a long ramp in 2 hours, an hour, to load it onto the trailers, and they're done. So, I mean, they start at 9 in the morning, and by 11 or noon, they're done.
They're all done, yeah. So, the big thing is, and when you said it, caught my attention right away that, you know, you've done 40 some ramps this year, and without a facility like this, you won't be able to pre-build the ramp. So if you know of someone or you have a site that might work for saws, go to sawsva.org and look for Charlie Russell's name.
And you can send our email address is there. You can just send us a message, and one of us will pick it up for sure and get back to you right away.
Getting this real quickly is really imperative, so you can continue to work, because the community depends on these ramps.
Yeah, calls keep coming every day practically.
You're doing great work, and again, if you want to get involved financially, check out sawsva.org. Great Facebook page that keeps you up to date. You'll get to see each of the builds, and it's really encouraging. And get involved with SAWS financially too, and get this word out. Some you may know of someone, may go to church with someone who's got a site I've got this building that might work for you. That would be a huge blessing for you, I know.
And soon we're going to have a page on our website for volunteer opportunities, and a long list of not a long list, but several opportunities that don't require you to cut wood, drive screws.
Perfect.
That almost anyone can do, and almost all the roles are virtual, so you can work from home.
SawsVA.org. Charlie Russell. Charlie, we'll get together and do a full show soon. But again, wanted to get the word out on this particular need.
Much appreciated.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.